Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Monday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We're going to take you all the way up through the end of the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. We had a ton of Game 7s over the weekend, not only in the NBA, but also in the NHL. It was a fun one. It was a wild one. A lot of people talking about the Suns' disastrous performance and the Dallas Mavericks who move on to the Western Conference Finals. Where do you guys stack as far as players to watch that you enjoy watching? Where do you put Luka in the NBA right now? As far as, like, if you had to pick one guy to watch, where does he stack up for you guys?
He's right up there. I mean, he's definitely right up there. The games one is obviously more of like he's a savant as far as how he plays. It's not Ja Morant where you're going to see a bunch of highlights like that. It's more of just the way he positions his body, finds crafty ways of getting buckets. I mean, that's the best way of describing it. I mean,
Bird to him. Got some Larry Bird to him.
Yeah, sure. Sure, you can say that.
A little, you know.
Wise guy be Larry Bird.
What do you mean? What are you getting at?
What are you doing there?
No, I'm just saying, like, he's got a little bit of Larry Bird to him.
Why has it got to be a comparison to, like, does that make it apples to apples?
No, just not, you know, not the most. What do you think that I'm getting at there?
Racist.
You tell me. Thank you.
That's a racist.
I'm just saying, what?
Just,
what are you getting at?
The style of play. I mean, you know, I mean, what did you want me to say? Dominique? Like, you know, it just doesn't, you know, the style of play. Like, it just, you know, a little bit of Larry Bird to him. And he's only 23 years old. I don't think that's racist at all.
100%.
He's only 23 years old.
That's the only name you can come up with to compare him to?
That's just, we're doing the comp game here.
So basically the best white basketball player, for the longest time that helped save the NBA with Magic is the only one that you could come up with for Luka.
I don't see color when it comes to this. I'm just doing comps here. I don't even know what Luka looks like, to be honest with you. I try and focus.
I mean, I'm surprised you didn't compare him to Dirk. He's like Dirk.
I don't know,
but
why,
better.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. Who knows why you would do that?
Unbelievable.
Who knows why you would do Larry Bird? I don't know.
Let's hear from Luka.
I like Luka's game though.
He's finally
gotten to that next plateau, like she was talking about earlier. He has established himself now, moving into another place, because now he's conquered that first round of the playoffs. But let's hear what he had.
Here was Luka postgame.
Honestly, I'm really happy, man. You can't get this smile off my face right now. I'm just really happy, honestly, I think we deserve this. We've been playing hard the whole series, maybe a couple games here. We weren't ourselves, but, we came here with a statement, game seven. We believed, our locker room believed, everybody believed, so I'm just happy.
Were you aware at halftime you had as many points as the Suns?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, what do you?
I see it.
What do you think of that?
I think our defense was amazing.
He's awesome, man. And I just, if you're looking at who's left, and I know Brady wants to just eliminate the Warriors. He's tired of Steph Curry and the story of Steph Curry. If you're looking at the best players left, it's hard to argue that he's not the best all around. Gosh, I know Jason Tatum's up there too. It's hard to argue that he's not the best player left. As for 23 years old, in the postseason, now he's in a Western Conference Finals. I would probably say Luka's the best player left in the playoffs.
Yeah.
As far in the NBA.
I don't think that's.
I mean, I would say him, Tatum, Curry? Butler, Steph Curry, obviously.
Yeah. Klay Thompson's starting to figure it out a little bit.
He's not in the conversation.
Just saying, he's starting to figure it out.
Steph, Luka, and Tatum, probably. Butler,
Yeah.
Yep.
I think those are the ones.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun to see how those all match up. So we've got Mavs Warriors in the Western Conference, and we've also got the Seas and the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference. Brady Quinn, a vested interest there. Chris Quinn, your buddy, is still an assistant.
That's
with
right,
Miami
baby.
Heat.
So, although my wife is from Boston, not that she's a huge Celtics fan, but as I've said to you before, I've been to a Celtics game there. And TD Garden, and I was wearing a Celtics, shirt, and meanwhile they're playing the Cavs, and so I was really in conflict at that point. Wasn't married at that point, wanted to root for the Cavs. However, I had to walk in there with a Celtics shirt on because I think she had got the tickets from someone within the Celtics organization. So it felt like it was a little bit a little staged.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, if they're short a broadcaster on any of these NBA games, maybe Drew Brees will throw his name in the hat.
That was already out there, and that's why he was, playing the way that he was playing with things.
Yeah, I mean, because, just looking at his tweet, I mean, as we talked about earlier, he's got, may play football again, may focus on business, may train for the pickleball tour, senior golf, coaches kids, maybe broadcast an NBA game.
Oh,
maybe he can hit a jump shot or two.
Yeah.
Maybe there's that out there as well, too. So there's
how about this, as I try to steer this in a different direction, just since it was such a smooth transition.
Thank
from
you.
NBA
appreciate
talk
it.
To Drew Brees.
Well, you can check your text.
I did. Anyway, let's talk about this. Do you think Drew Brees is watching what other guys are making, a la Tom Brady, who has never called a game, get $375 million, and then you see what Troy Aikman gets and what even Kirk Herbstreit gets? Because let's not get this twisted. Ego is a part of all of it.
Of course.
It's a part of all of it. I mean, I said this earlier when Matt Ryan goes, well, yeah, if the Falcons hadn't been talking or pursuing Deshaun Watson, I'd probably still be in Atlanta. Okay, so then it was ego then. It had nothing else to do with trying to win a Super Bowl, trying to, be somewhere and be successful, win games or not be a part of a rebuild. It was just ego. You were frustrated and upset by the fact that they went after Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. And you're that guy sitting there who's been to a Super Bowl, who's won an NFC, who's been an MVP. And it's no different when it comes to broadcasting. Mm-hmm. Troy Aikman, like, he was like, no. I have to be paid more than Tony Romo. I'm not going to stay somewhere where I'm not getting paid more than a guy that I was more successful than on the field. I've been in the booth longer, and I've been doing a better job. And so wherever I go, I need to be paid more than that, my next contract, when I have that opportunity. And then you see what Tom Brady makes. And then you see Kirk Herbstreit.
And hasn't even done one game yet.
No, not even done one game.
Hasn't done one game yet.
I don't know if that's going to fall through or not, so who knows. But at least that's what they've quote-unquote agreed to terms, if you will. And then you see Kirk Herbstreit, who, look, is one of the best there is in regards to calling a game, but largely has done it at the college football level. And I think there's this thought or understanding between guys who played at the pro level and have succeeded and guys who've succeeded at the college level. And I'll be honest, I don't know that you could really make the case he really did either as a player. And so I'm sure there's some resentment or jealousy of what he's making and what he's doing now doing Thursday Night Football with Al Michaels. And meanwhile, you've got a first ballot Hall of Famer in Drew Brees at the NFL level. You know, in college, he was outstanding at Purdue. And he's looking at it going, hold on a second. Like, all these dudes are getting all this money, and yet after my first year, like, I can't get more from one of these networks. So I wonder if this has as much to do with that and his frustration with not purely being, you know, rewarded for what he did on the field instead of in the short span of what he's done in the broadcast booth. And that's where maybe some of this frustration is coming from.
What does Brees get? What was it, $6 million a year? Like, I saw a report that...
I don't think it was anywhere close to that.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
I don't think it was that.
All I know is we all, especially as athletes, former pro athletes, or even current pro athletes, you're always faced with getting a stiff, very stiff dose of reality of where you exist. And I would venture to say the lower you are on the totem pole, the easier it is to handle that stiff dose of reality. It's the higher parts of the totem pole that messes with people. Like, this guy has been amazing, holds records, could arguably kind of debate, you know, what he is as a quarterback in terms of talent and accomplishment over guys like Tom Brady. And that stiff dose of reality is he will never be viewed as a better quarterback as Tom Brady. Like, it'll just never happen. The next stiff dose of reality is, Larry, like, you've gotten a head start in doing media work, and this guy hasn't done one day of media work, at least that I know of, and the market is calling for him to get this astronomical number to come into the booth and do what he's going to do. The market has spoken, and sometimes the biggest dose of reality is you can't talk your way into getting more money. Like, Troy Aikman was able to get it. Like, great for him. He wanted to make more than Tony Romo. He was able to find a way to get that done. Everybody's not going to have that opportunity. Drew Brees might not have a market for him to make the type of money that some of these guys are being offered. They're only making those exceptions for literally one to two dudes at a network.
Right.
I mean,
case closed.
So the other thing you have to take into consideration is what started all of this. And that was the Romo deal, right? The Romo deal blew everything out of the water. And it was the first time it made you start questioning, like, okay, is it worth it to pay a lead analyst that much? Because the question comes up, are people tuning in to listen to him? And any gambler, any bettor, any fantasy person, any passionate fan about the team will say, no, I'm tuning in to watch my team. I don't care who's calling the game. LeVar and I have talked. You know, at times he's watching it on mute. Yeah. He's not even listening to the broadcast. So when you think about it from that perspective, you're going, man, that's a big waste of money, is it not? But here's where it came into play. CBS And the rights for, you know, the NFL were coming up at around that point in time. They had to have their number one analyst. And even though they had Phil Simms, who was in that position and did a great job, arguably the greatest Super Bowl performance we'd ever seen, right? And had that. And the branding from the New York Giants and all of that, they wanted to revamp it and go with a different style. And they pushed Tony Romo so hard in his first year because they had to. They had to appease the NFL. They had to justify the contract that they signed him to, that it literally snowballed into what it is now, where I think that deal not only made every other network cringe because they knew every number one analyst is going to be asking for it, but also because of the position they're in now, where those views or those critics aren't as favorable towards him now. And it's getting a little bit more exposed when you don't prepare. And so as much as he should get credit for kind of being a first mover to get these contracts up in TV, he's also now the guy that I think you could pin it on him and his agent and say, yeah, but now this is starting to be that cautionary tale of, well, look what happened a few years later. You know, be careful what you wish for, because there's going to be a lot of scrutiny that comes along with these guys when they get paid that much.
I mean, I don't
know why you haven't gotten it yet. I don't know why you haven't been put in the mix. It's weird. It's weird.
Well, you're talking to me, or Brady? I'm under contract. Yeah, so Jonas is the one that we really need to start pushing for this.
But are you on your way to being, you know, in that mix? Like, you're better than all of them.
Here's what I'd say about all of this is, if unless you had a Hall of Fame career, you are going to have to wait until you're Kirk Herbstreit, and you're going to have to get to that level before any network
could ever.
Well, and that's been a long time.
Yeah.
But you have to think about it from this perspective too. You said it earlier, like, you have to be viewed as a media member, where people kind of forget about whatever your playing career was. A lot like Chris. Not many people remember Chris Collinsworth, who was a damn good receiver in the NFL.
Pro Bowler. In two Super Bowls.
Yeah. Like, there's no kid right now who's going to remember that Chris Collinsworth.
No, not at
all. They remember the Chris Collinsworth they see on TV, and they're like, I really like listening to that guy.
Yeah, and he was a speedster out of Florida.
Yeah, he's comparable to Chris Doering, you know?
Yeah. But by the way, no one remembers Kirk Herbstreit playing.
Yeah, Ohio State.
But no one really remembers They don't remember him as a player. Yeah. Like, ESPN will throw him a bone and show a highlight every once in a while. But the reality is, that's not what they remember. They remember him as the guy dressed in a suit who does a tremendous job analyzing college football or football in general and communicating it. So that's the reality of it. Is you gotta, if you're gonna go that route, you've got to get to the point where so many executives in the media industry are like, he's now changed the way we identify him. He's no longer just a player. He did play, but now he's a guy we view as one of the best in the business as a broadcaster.
Well, I mean, I think Brady's fantastic. I think, you know, this Brady Quinn here, I think.
You should have heard how bad I was analyzing the PBA yesterday.
That's all right. Listen.
Yeah.
Oh, did they ask you for analysis? Did they ask you for your analysis?
I mean, I knew a little bit coming into it, but, you know, it would have been a little more helpful knowing I was actually going to have to go on camera. I was just like, oh. I swear to God, the whole entire time, I just was praying that my kids would not be loud and one of these bulls would step back. In fact, at one point, Tegan, our middle child, she made some sort of sound, and I think it was Tommy Johns was up to bowl, but he went on through with it and hit a strike, and I was like, oh, thank God. Because, like, had it been – like, let's say he's got to pick up a 7-10, right, for the spare, then I'm going, oh, he's going to blame it on us. He's going to be giving us death stares the whole time the rest
you know
of
this
round.
What's funny?
Oh, man.
What's funny about that is there were kids sitting right in front of me and Trish at Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
And they kept making sound effects and dad and this, that, and the other. And I was mortified at I was sitting there and I was like, yes, I'm a parent. And but it got worse and worse because they would not stop. They would not stop. And it kind of ruined my, and it's like, you know, that's good money. Our seats were really good seats. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, I'm being distracted by these two kids the entire time, talking and making sound effects the entire time. And I would like to see, you know, these amazing physical feats of the show.
Your sticks.
You know?
Go get your money back.
I wasn't about getting my money back. I just sometimes it just makes you wonder, like what the hell were you thinking to bring your kids in here?
I was more like, one of these dudes is supposed to win $100,000, and I am not going to be the person to blame if they don't.
I would have been looking at Q. If I'd have heard one of your kids, mate, I would have looked over at you, Q. Like, I would have gave you the look like, really, Q? Like, for real? this is what you're doing, bro?
Right. The best is I had signs for Rob Stone, so we made signs for him. My eldest held up like an I Heart Rob Stone, and then we had a Ham Bone Rob Stone. But the best was the one that I gave it to Alicia because I knew it'd give her street cred within the bowling community. Was I believe the guy's name was Peter Weber?
Yeah,
where he
Pete
after
Weber.
He won and he freaks out and he goes, "Who do you think you are? I am." Ever since that, I was like, "You have to put that on a sign because only people in the bowling community understand what that means."
And I think Pete Weber's the guy who bowled with sunglasses on, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, he always wore sunglasses.
See, that's like cosmic bowling. I wouldn't be able to do it.
It's so much fun. All right. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Discover. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. All right, so there was some commentary on a story in the NFL. A lot of people were outraged by it. Somebody involved is trying to downplay it all. You'll hear from them next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up a little over 20 minutes from now, we are going to have another edition of the BQ News. You probably thought to yourself, man, Brady Quinn, all he does is analyze professional bowling now. He analyzes professional bowling, accomplished broadcaster, also the host of the growing in popularity BQ News. All right, so that'll be a fun topic of conversation, I'm sure, coming up in about 20 minutes from now. We talked about this at the time when it happened. Ryan Tannehill got a lot of heat from his comments. It's not my job to mentor Malik Willis and so on and so forth. So a lot of people chimed in and had some commentary on it. Mike Vrabel, his head coach, and Malik Willis himself spoke about it over the past couple of days. First, here was Mike Vrabel having the discussion about Ryan Tannehill's comments on Malik Willis, the newly drafted quarterback there in Tennessee.
His job is to prepare to help us win a bunch of games and be a great teammate and help out. And I know that he's going to do that. So that was not any sort of issue for me.
All right, so there was Mike Vrabel. Now let's hear from the quarterback who apparently is not going to get any mentoring from Ryan Tannehill. That would be Malik Willis being asked about it from the media.
What was made, Malik, about Ryan's comment about not mentoring earlier?
What comment?
What's that?
What comment?
Ryan Tannehill, okay.
I'm the man.
What, did you take anything from that, or anything of significance, or what are your thoughts?
Oh man, we chopped it up. I mean, it was never anything negative. Ryan's a good dude, and he had us, like I said, he had us over the house. Everything's cool, man.
So much like a lot of things, did we blow this out of proportion? Not us, but did people in the media blow this thing out of proportion? Is that what
Isn't
happened?
There a phrase, you keep your friends close, your enemies
there
closer?
There you go. That is a phrase. And it's a phrase that pays, too,
that
by the way.
Yeah.
That's the phrase that pays?
Yeah. keep your enemies closer.
Oh, man.
Closest.
I mean, is Tannehill in any – is there any threat from Malik Willis this year? Like, is there any threat to lose his starting job this year?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Like, why? Okay, then why did he drop? Why did he fall so far in the draft? If they were saying that, teams weren't as high on him as maybe some people.
None of it matters. None of it matters as far as the draft. The only thing that matters now is how Ryan Tannehill plays. If he doesn't play well, and they can't rely on the running game, they are going to clamor for someone else. His last time on the field was a bad performance. But the truth is, that's kind of been what the playoffs have been like for him. But he's played really well during the regular season. So they come back to week one every year, and then he starts playing, and you're like, well, he's playing really well, so you can't complain about it now. We'll see when we get to the playoffs. This year it's different, though. They don't have A.J. Brown, right? And so we'll see how Treylon Brooks slides into that maybe number one guy or whoever else is going to step up in the passing game. But that's a big question mark. So if he doesn't get off to as fast of a start or as hot of a start, then I think you might hear some fans pressuring for Malik Willis, regardless of where he was drafted.
Well, you got to also look at the projection of where they thought he might get drafted. And maybe some people will more so look at it as that was a value pick. Like, guys slide sometimes. It's not because the guy wasn't good enough. It's just that at that certain point in time, you're taking the one, either the best available, or two, you're taking a direct need at that position. So he slid. I mean, it just is what it is. But there were a lot. Again, if you're looking at the draft from a critical eye and you did your homework on the players that were going, there were very few misses on draft picks. In my estimation, there were very few misses. So the fact that he fell to the second round and ended up where he's at. For one, he should be thanking his lucky stars, for one, because while he fell that far down in the draft, he fell to a competitive team. That's first and foremost. But then secondly, you went to a team that actually has the opening or the idea that maybe Tannehill is taking them as far as they can go. And if you're looking at it from the standpoint of Tannehill is definitely, certainly good enough and in position to come into this season and be the starter. That's without question. But as he's going through this season, as Q just mentioned, if he falls off, if he starts to have any type of like bad go of it, a bad run, especially by mid-season, yes, you're going to start to have the conversations about Malik Willis. Yes, there's the possibilities that you may get Malik Willis in there long before the end of the season, giving him maybe the opportunity to get some impactful reps that could possibly give him, the coaching staff, and his teammates the confidence of going into the playoffs with that type of player in position. So that exists, and that's there, and Tannehill showed it by responding the way that he did in the media. Because whether it was taken out of context, whether it was blown out of proportion or not, he said it. Case closed. He said it. And he said what he meant. And regardless of if he meant it one way or the other, he made it known that I'm not here to be the dude's mentor. Done. No personal harm. No foul. You don't need to hate Tannehill because he doesn't want to mentor the guy. He said what he felt, and he said what a lot of guys think. I'm not going to prepare a dude to come take my job. I might show him something. He might do it better than I can, and that could be the difference. I'm not in the business of doing that. Some guys aren't.
By the way, when Tannehill said that he went to therapy because he really struggled with this playoff loss and his performance against the Bengals, did he also do that the year before that or any of the other years when they made their run and he was throwing for like 70 yards a game? Did he also go to therapy after those games, or was it just this year? I just want to know
passive.
What do you mean? I can't ask these questions. I just want to know. I mean,
mental health, man.
It's a real thing, bro.
It's a real thing.
All right, from the bottom of the deck. Nine wins is the season win total from our friends at DraftKings on the Tennessee Titans.
I just did this. Hold on. They just Google search. There's this awesome website called like Playoff Predictors. If you do NFL Playoff Predictors, you can literally go through the entire season for every team. And so every year I do this just to get a feel for it. I usually have to do it a few times because I'll be like, man, that team's not going to win that many games, or they're not going to lose that many games. But I had Tennessee, I literally just did this, at 9-8, which is a step back from what they've been. But I do think their schedule's really tough, and I do think the Colts will be better with Matt Ryan than what they were last year.
Mm. Yeah, and I think
what's the number?
Nine. They do have a tough schedule. Jeez, I'm looking at it now.
Dude, it's a tough schedule. There's a couple teams. Like Detroit's schedule is super easy. Like, that was a team where I kept doing the simulation, and I'm like, man, there's no way they're going to win that many games. But the more you look at it, you're like, it's a layup schedule, man, the way it sets up with the byes and all that, too.
So Tennessee's at Buffalo week two. They're going to be at Kansas City. And that's on so at Kansas City in week 9, at Green Bay on a short week after they play the Broncos in week 11. Then they're going to be at the Chargers later on in the season.
Well, let's put it this way. They have an early bye, right? So they play Buffalo week 2. They play the Raiders week 3. You get a divisional matchup week 4 versus the Colts, but you're on the road for that one. Then you have your bye week 6. You get 5 games in and you already have your bye. It's already out of the way. That's tough, man. And then you get the Colts on the backside of that. A couple weeks later, the Chiefs, then Broncos, Packers, Bengals, Philly. I mean, that's all playoff teams. That's like a murderer's row out of that bye. It's a really, really hard schedule.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that difficult.
It's a scary pick. I'll tell you, that 9 games makes it very difficult.
Yeah, throw in a hook. Give us 9.5, DraftKings. Can we buy a half game, pay a little more?
All right,
I think
so. Can you on a futures bet or not?
I don't know. I don't know if you can on win totals. I know you can on other bets. And by the way, if you're buying half points – you might have a problem.
I've got a buddy who does that all the time.
It's kind of weird. You just need action so bad that you're willing to pay more just to get a half point so you can bet a little bit. But, you know, there's something for everybody out there.
That nine is hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. I didn't even want to make a prediction.
What about the games? It is two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. All right, coming up next, we're going to put a bow on this bad boy. It is time for the BQ News. It's yours right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. If you missed any of this show, you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com after we go off the air. We are going to be back on the air coming up same time, same place tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific. Before we get to another edition of the BQ News, I want to let you know with prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target. Now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply.
News.
Turn on the news.
Let's go to the news desk.
What's the good news?
Here's Brady Quinn.
Yay.
Well, look, if I know my crew, I know they like that roast beef. They're a big fan of Arby's. This may deter you away, though.
Oh, no.
From one Arby's location. This one's located, though, up in Canada, in Vancouver. Well, an Arby's manager was caught urinating in the milkshake.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
LeVar is sick.
That's not it, though. When he was arrested, he also confessed to downloading and distributing child pornography.
Oh Jesus.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. And he managed an Arby's?
Well, yeah. And he was quoted as saying that the milkshake mix, doing what he did, was sexually gratifying, was what he told the police.
Ah.
And he said he did it on at least two occasions. So,
what's wrong with people?
I don't know.
Why is it so hard? Like, you don't have to be normal, but can you just not be completely weird?
Yeah.
That's just your thoughts, LeVar. Are you sick right now? Are you nauseous?
Yeah.
I think he's going to puke.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time touching on this one.
Oh, man. Yeah. I actually got flashbacks reading that when I used to work at a place called the Bogey Inn. That was
yeah.
one of my first jobs
yeah.
as a busboy. I was tasked with having to, provide water for their volleyball players. So it was like it was weird. It was where everyone goes after the Memorial Tournament, which is a PGA event in my hometown. But then they had sand volleyball courts, all kinds of stuff. It was more of like a bar kind of sports place sort of with some outdoor area for entertaining. But the volleyball players would always come up and they'd yell at me. Now, granted, I'm 14 years old, and they're yelling at me because the water tastes bad. And I'm like, dude, I have no control over it. It's like our filtered water. It might be well water. I don't know what it is, but I don't know what else I could do for you, okay? This isn't bottled water. It's what we get out of our filter. And so I eventually put up a suggestion box, which was a little bit – it was like my first window into – just people who are losers and the stuff that they would say and put in a suggestion box to two 14-year-olds who are working there. One of my buddies obviously with me.
So. By the way, is it still the Bogey Inn still around? I'm seeing it. It says so it's temporarily closed.
It's closed. It was actually bought by that golf course. So they are going to open it back up for this year's Memorial Tournament.
Look at this, man. Yeah. I'm looking at what a bar.
Talk about a John Daly hangout.
Man.
Yeah. Where he likes to get it in.
It's got a brick up behind the bar. Like this is dark. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
It's perfect.
I love it. Good stuff.
Who doesn't? Hey, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker got married this
weekend. Yeah, congratulations,
this weekend.
Guys.
This weekend. All right,
congratulations.
Nice.
Yeah. That is
does
awesome.
Does anyone care?
I entertain it because it's like they go through seasons of themes in their lives, right? Like, it's like the normal guy. Then it's like the singer. Then it's like the actor. Then it's like back to the singer. Then it's now to the athlete. Then we're going to go NFL. Then we're going to go NBA.
What are you getting at?
I'm just saying.
That's a lot of guys.
Yeah.
I'm interested. Right. I'm just interested. Like, all right, like, one stayed in the entertainment industry. One has stayed with the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney and Kim clearly have ventured off into a different genre. Like, kind of, sort of, because I guess Barker is entertainment. Barker is, yeah.
Different genre, you mean, like?
Yeah, different genre, like different, like, you
like
know.
Different
like,
what?
I don't know. Like, what is that? Would that be considered? Those dudes are
like that. They're
like, you know, a lot of tattoos. Oh. A lot of like just different approaches to how they do things. You know what I mean? Yeah. Huh. Go ahead. Hit the button.
No, what? I'm just.
Yeah,
you
go
said
ahead, hit the button.
Different genre. I just.
Yeah. I didn't say different race. I said different genre.
Racist.
Oh, I wasn't even going there.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Where were you going, John?
He was making
comparisons to Luka to Larry Bird. That's what I was doing.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I was just asking the question. And when you say
they're
like,
kind of relatable, Barker and the new guy for Kim Kardashian.
And so
that's
what
makes it a little interesting.
When you said there's been a lot of guys, like, is there, you know, a word for that or anything that you would?
I'm not.
Who are you asking? I said it.
Yeah, I know.
You know, LeVar just listed off the guys.
I know. I was just wondering.
Don't put LeVar in a tough spot.
If LeVar had a word for that.
A word for it?
Yeah.
Well traveled.
Well traveled. You are a professional.
Seasoned
that
vet.
That is a professional.
You know, with a lot of seasoning.
LeVar, I'll bring your catcher's mitt back to
you. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, let's move on to the next story. Hey, have you guys ever been fired before but
yes.
got like a parting gift?
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah.
No. I don't think I have.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got seven figures one time to walk away.
Oh, wow. Come on. That's different. That's a buyout. You bought yourself out of that.
No. I gave that back. There was one time I was fired. I was fired and got seven figures for leaving.
Okay, I see you, LeVar.
I do business, though. Yeah, you know, yeah. People might not know that. I do a little business.
No, I know that.
That was good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that parting gift for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Lesson to blow.
Ex-staffers at CNN Plus, the flop of whatever the streaming network that was going to be, they were fired last month, and they were given gift boxes on their way out. With CNN swag, I guess before you donated to some other country. They mistakenly got these gifts mailed out, which maybe sheds a little bit of light on why CNN Plus didn't work. But nonetheless, they were chocolate candy bars with CNN Plus, stamped on them.
Did they have almonds or were they just regular just milk
straight
chocolate?
Milk chocolate. Just straight milk
Such
chocolate.
Such haters.
Yeah.
Didn't even think to put some almonds in there.
What do you mean?
Jeez.
Do a Hershey PA. It didn't start with almonds. It just was straight chocolate bars.
That's true.
That is true.
Now, what else was in the box? Was there probably a mask? Was there a mask in there?
It'd have been right in the trash.
A pack of masks. No masks.
Tread. Just like y'all.
Some at-home COVID tests.
Going home.
Maybe in the box of
put it in the trash. Your gift. This is where your gift belongs. In the trash. Bye.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.